Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, you can't have a dream and cut it to fit. But when I saw you, I knew we'd go together like a wink and a smile.
Here's winking at ya. The book of Proverbs says, he that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but he or she that winketh with the eye may also come out the victor of a vice presidential debate. Sarah Palin winked several times to the debate-watching audience last week, and while winking may immediately conjure up such notions like flirtation, the significance of one-eye blinking holds a range of meanings that come off keen at best, confusing at worst. And to unpack the psychology of the wink, we've got Hera Estroff Morano. She's editor-at-large for Psychology Today. Hi, Hera. Welcome back to WNYC.
Well, thank you. Good to be on, and what a wonderful topic to be talking about.
Were you counting winks on Thursday night?
Well, I didn't, but I have to tell you, I bailed after the first one. I nearly got sick to my stomach.
You bailed? You turned off the television?
Well, let me put it this way. I was actually airborne. I was flying back from Colorado while the debate was going on, and I would have watched it live. So the first thing I did when I got back was to go to YouTube, of course, and there wasn't anything on until Monday morning when I actually could see the entire 90-minute debate. But I have to tell you, I got sick to my stomach after that first wink. It was so inappropriate.
The winks really got you. Well, we have pulled. I hope you don't bail on this interview, because
we have pulled four
separate clips of the actual we wondered, well, let's review. What was Governor Palin actually saying at the moments that she winked at us? So here's one.
Oh, man, it's so obvious that I'm a Washington outsider and someone just not used to the way you guys operate, because here you voted for the war and now you oppose the war. You're one who says, you know, as so many politicians do, I was for it before I was against it, or vice versa. Americans are craving that straight talk and just want to know, hey, if you voted for it, tell us why you voted for it. And it was a war resolution.
Okay, now I have to apologize, because now I found out that did not include a wink, so I don't know who's there. Here's one that did.
What do you expect? A team of mavericks. Of course, we're not going to agree 100% on everything. And as we discussed Anwar there, at least we can agree to disagree on that one. And I'm going to keep pushing him on Anwar, though.
Okay, so she winked about oil drilling in the National Wildlife Refuge.
Right. And the first wink came on the second question, which was, as vice president, what would you do to shrink the polarization between the parties? And Joe Biden spoke first, and he challenged McCain's recent statements on how sound the economy was. And then Sarah Palin spoke, and she said, she was saying that if you want to know how the economy is, just go watch Hockey Moms, which was totally hilarious. And then she said, the American workforce is the best there is. Wink. It was so out of context. It was so inappropriate. There was a wink is a gesture of social inclusiveness, camaraderie. Now, it could mean we have a shared secret. It could mean, hey, we both know I'm fibbing. It could be pure flirtation. But it's definitely this kind of social, we both know something's going on here. And it's terrific when it's spontaneous. And, of course, it's always context-dependent, so it's important to know, you know, when Sarah Palin winked. It was so inappropriate. There was nothing witty, humorous, no joke going on there.
Well, maybe some other people reacted differently. Now we know what you think about her winking in no uncertain terms. But you listed different kinds of winks. Now, let's play another clip of Palin there. She was winking over oil drilling in the Alaska National Wildlife Refuge. Here is another occasion of a Governor Palin wink.
and the American workforce is the greatest in this world, with the ingenuity and the work ethic that is just entrenched in our workforce. That's a positive, that's encouragement, and that's what John McCain meant.
All right.
Right. That was the first wink.
Yes, that's the one that made you turn off the television.
Absolutely.
But let's go down these different kinds of winks a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You said a shared secret would be one.
Right.
What else?
The shared secret could be, oh, we both know I'm telling a little white lie. I'm fibbing.
People wink that way. You know this isn't really true. Can a wink, you told us off the air that a wink can also be interpreted as a form of manipulation.
Well, when you, a wink that's spontaneous, that arises in a situation that's free-flowing, is fine. It's enjoyable. But by the time you're winking six times, it comes off as manipulation. It's like saying, I'm cute, and we all know winking is really cute. You don't use it six times in the course of a conversation. That's when it comes off as manipulative. Normally, it's not manipulative. But it, when it's used repeatedly and totally out of context, then it comes off as manipulative.
So that very first clip we played, where she talked about being an outsider, though she wasn't winking at that moment, the winks were to convey that same idea, right? I'm an outsider, and you're an outsider to the Washington establishment, so we get each other. In fact, I want to take a call on this point. Cassius in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Brian, thank you. Yeah, I kind of got the feeling the guest is kind of overlooking the fact that, she's winking, like, directly to these, you know, the Republicans who have this very strange idea that, you know, that all of the media is left-wing, that it's all the media are all elites, and, you know, she's, like, winking directly to them. That's the social inclusiveness.
Winking to the base to try. I mean, there's got to be a political calculus there. So if she's winking to people who already agree with her, then it's winking to try to increase turnout, I guess, Hera. Here's an anthropologist, Paige, in Manhattan, on the difference between a wink and a twitch. Is that right, Paige?
Yes, it is. There's a classic article in Anthropology by Clifford Geertz that talks about understanding the social context for things, and he writes about a twitch and a wink. And it's just, there's a sender and then there's a receiver, and I just wonder about who she thought her receiving audience is, because I think your previous caller is correct that the Republican base may have gotten one message, but I think that a lot of other people watching it got an incredibly different message from the twitch or the wink or whatever it was.
All right, Paige, thank you. Here's one more clip of Governor Sarah Palin in the debate during which she winked.
I come from a house full of school teachers. My grandma was. My dad, who's in the audience today, he's a school teacher, had been for many years. My brother, who I think is the best school teacher in the year, and there's a shout out to all those third graders at Gladyswood Elementary School. You get extra credit for watching this debate.
Brendan in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Excellent show.
Thank you.
Anyway, growing up in Monty Python, they always had this nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more kind of expression, which basically meant if you were winking and whatever you were saying was generally on the shady side. They also had a very good expression called a nod is as good as a wink to a blind bat. But just on that whole thing, I tried to get in last week. Just before the debate, there was a small segment with Katie Couric where she asked Biden and Palin the same three questions. And it was the most illuminating answers you could ever imagine. It's a really good segment if you get it.
Brendan, thank you very much. We've got about 30 seconds left here. You know, they say politics is show business for ugly people. Given the attention surrounding this wink, maybe when it comes to politics, good looks and charm are underrated.
I think that we've known all along that they have their effect. But I still think they have to be used judiciously when you're addressing the entire population and in a national televised debate.
All right. I guess the risk for Palin is that the wink could endear her to people, or it could make her look like a lightweight. When has the President of the United States ever winked at us? But Hera Estroff Morano, editor-at-large for Psychology Today, thanks a lot.
Thank you.